1. The Ozark Farm Boy. From Gamma to Lakeshore Drive. The history of American business is the story of men who came along with a healthy dose of self-confidence. Henry Ford knew he had found a way to mass-produce cars. Steve Jobs knew there was huge opportunity in taking the computer out of the office and into the home. Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com saw the promise of the Internet early, and he took retailing into the ether. James O. McKinsey's confidence wasn't about something so tangible. Did you have a problem in your business? Let him have a look at it, and he was confident he could help you figure out what to do about it. Not only that, he promised to tell the rich and powerful what they were doing wrong. It was on these two convictions that he founded the company that eventually became the most powerful consulting firm in the world. It was nervy, and it was new, and in that way it was a distinctly American business that helped shape the history of business itself. I have spent a considerable amount of my time, during the last 15 years, in saying and doing things which should have been said and done by others, but which they hesitated to say and do, McKinsey wrote in a 1936 letter. I assume this is due to the fact that because of my philosophical inclinations, I have developed some tendency to think in a logical manner, and when this thinking indicates a conclusion, I think it difficult to resist the temptation of stating it. Furthermore, when such a conclusion indicates definitely the need for action, I feel I am rendering a service by trying to secure such action. I suppose I am doomed, therefore, to go through life doing things which make people think I am aggressive and hard-boiled. Yes, people thought both those things, but they also